It's a recovery mission now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Six missing construction workers who were on the Key Bridge when it collapsed in Baltimore after a cargo ship collision are now presumed dead.
At this point, we do not know where they are, but we intend to give it our best effort to help these families find closure.
Maryland Secretary of State Police Roland Butler. Divers who will be back in the river this morning dealing with
cold water, possible severe weather, and you have to imagine there are tons of twisted steel down in the water that they'll have to navigate through. It's sharp and very dangerous.
Fox's Connor Hansen's in Baltimore.
Now, this is also bound to create both travel issues locally and economic issues around the world. The port of Baltimore is the ninth busiest in the country with huge amounts of freight coming through.
The federal appeals court has just extended its hold on Texas's controversial border law, still blocking the state now from allowing police to arrest migrants across from Mexico illegally. The Supreme Court's considering a challenge to the FDA's approval of the abortion drug mifepristone. Justices at a hearing like Sonia Sotomayor appeared skeptical.
Even if there is some increase in emergency room visits, the question of when that rises to a sufficient safety risk is up to the FDA.
Another gag order for former President Trump. Less than 3 weeks before the start of his New York criminal trial, the judge barring him from talking about witnesses or prosecutors or court staff or their families, the Trump campaign says it's blocking his free speech. A Trump-Biden challenger as a running mate. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s picked lawyer Nicole Shanahan.
Shanahan is still a registered Democrat, but says they are running as independents because the Democratic Party has lost its way.
I worry for the party's overwhelming interest in elitism, celebrity, and winning at all costs.
Democrats are worried that the third-party bid could possibly sink President Biden's re-election efforts.
Fox's Brooke Singman. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Trying to work out a strained relationship, Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant was in Washington.
Over the past 6 months, we have been fighting a war against a brutal terror organization, Hamas, which is the ISIS of Gaza.
But the U.S. has had issues with Israel's planned offensive in Rafah, going after militants in an area of Gaza full of Palestinian civilians, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says.
We need immediate increases in assistance to avert famine. And our work to open a temporary humanitarian corridor by sea will help, but the key is still expanding aid deliveries by land.
Israel canceled another delegation's trip to D.C., angry. The U.S. did not veto a U.N. resolution this week calling for a ceasefire but not condemning Hamas. Of course, relations are far more strained between the U.S. and China. Its leaders meeting with American business leaders there.
These are difficult days for diplomacy between China and the United States, but economic ties run deep. In a sign of their importance, President Xi Jinping's met representatives of some 20 firms in Beijing's Great Hall of the People. State media reports President Xi saying the history of China-U.S. relations is a history of friendly exchanges between our two peoples. China is trying to encourage foreign investment with its economy slowing, but U.S. companies are concerned about an anti-espionage law, exit bans, and raids on consultancies. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising at more than 100 for the Dow the day after modest selling. Somebody got lucky last night in New Jersey. Really lucky. Winning a fortune. The Mega Millions jackpot that's been growing since December, more than $1.1 billion. It's the eighth largest lottery prize ever in the U.S. And if they choose the cash option, like most do, it'll be just over $537 million. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.